May 18, 1926, just as the Virgin had to embrace everything and do the acts of all, in order to obtain the longed-for Redeemer and conceive him, in the same way, the one who must obtain the supreme fiat has to embrace all and answer for all. Louisa feels the weight of her responsibility. Jesus reassures her. I was fusing myself in the holy divine will, and after going around all created things in order to impress my I love you, so that my I love you might resound everywhere and overall to requite my Jesus for his great love, I arrived at that point at which I would be requiting my God for all the love he had in the act of being conceived in the womb of the celestial mama. At that moment my beloved Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, my daughter, in order to conceive me, eternal word, my inseparable mama was enriched with seas of grace, of light and of sanctity by the supreme majesty. And she did such and so many acts of virtue, of love, of prayer, of desire and of ardent sighs, as to surpass all the love, virtues and acts of all generations, which were needed in order to obtain the longed-for Redeemer. So, when I saw in the Sovereign Queen the complete love of all creatures and all the acts needed to deserve that the Word be conceived, I found in her the requital of the love of all, our glory restored, all the acts of the redeemed ones, and even of those for whom my redemption was to serve as condemnation because of their ingratitude. Then did my love make its final display, and I was conceived. Therefore, the right to the name of mother is natural for her, it is sacred, because by embracing all the acts of the generations, and substituting for all, it was as if she delivered them all to new life from her maternal womb. Now, you must know that when we do our works, we have to give so much love, light and grace to the creature who is chosen and to whom the work is entrusted, that she may be able to give us all the requital and the glory of the work entrusted to her. Our power and wisdom would not deposit themselves in the bank of the creature from the very beginning of a work of ours, as though in the act of going bankrupt. Our work must be safe in the creature who is called as primary act, and we must collect all the interest in the glory equivalent to our work entrusted to her. And even if our work were later communicated to the other creatures, and because of their ingratitude it ran the risk of failing, this would be more tolerable for us, because the one to whom it was entrusted at the beginning allowed us to collect all the interest in place of the failures of the other creatures. This is why we gave her everything and received everything from her, so that all the capital of redemption might remain intact, and through her, our glory might be completed and our love requited. Who is the wise man who, from the very beginning, would put his capital in a bank that is about to go bankrupt? First he makes sure, and then he entrusts his capital. However, it may happen that later on it fails, but this cannot cause him grave damage, because he has already made up for his capital through the much interest received. If man does so, much more so does God, whose wisdom is incomprehensible. And this was not about just any work, or a small capital, but it was about the great work of redemption, and all the cost of the infinite and incalculable value of the eternal word. It was a unique work, nor could a new descent of the eternal word on earth be repeated. Therefore we had to place it in safety in the celestial sovereign lady. And since we entrusted everything to her, even the very life of a God, she, as our trustworthy one, had to answer for all, becoming the guarantor and the one responsible for this divine life entrusted to her, as indeed she did. Now, my daughter, what I did and wanted from my celestial mama in the great work of redemption, I want to do with you in the great work of the supreme fiat. The work of the divine fiat is a work that must embrace everything, creation, redemption and sanctification. It is the basis of everything. It is the life that flows in everything and encloses everything within itself. Because it has no beginning, it is the beginning of all things, and the end and fulfillment of our works. See, then, the capital we want to entrust to you is exuberant, you have not calculated it. But do you know what it is that we entrust to you in the supreme fiat? We entrust you the whole creation, all the capital of redemption, and that of sanctification. My will is universal, and in all things it has been the operator. So, it is right that what belongs to it be entrusted to you. Would you perhaps want my will without its works? We do not know how to give our life without our works and our goods. When we give everything. And just as by giving the word to the celestial queen, we centralized all his works and his goods in her, in the same way, by giving you our supreme will, reigning and dominating in you, we give you all the works that belong to it. This is why we are giving you so many graces, knowledges and capacities, so that from the very beginning the supreme fiat might suffer no failure. And you, placing it in safety, must give it the requital of love and glory of all creation, redemption and sanctification. Your task is great, it is universal, and must embrace everyone and everything, in such a way that if our will, communicated to the other creatures, should suffer some failure, in you we must find the compensation for the void of others. And as you place it in safety within yourself, and you give us the love, the glory and all the acts that the other creatures should do for us, our glory will always be complete and our love will collect its just interest. So, you too will be our trustworthy one, the one responsible for the divine will entrusted to you, and its guarantor. Now, while Jesus was saying this, I was taken by such fright. I comprehended all the weight of my responsibility, and fearing strongly that I might put in danger nothing less than all the weight and works of a divine will, I said, My love, thank you for so much goodness of yours toward me, but I feel that what you want to give me is too much. I feel an infinite weight that crushes me, and my littleness and incapacity have neither strength nor ability. As I fear that I might displease you, and I might be unable to embrace everything, go to some other creature, more capable, so that all this capital of your supreme will may be safer, and you may receive all the interest equivalent to such a great capital. I had never thought of such a great responsibility, but now that you are making me understand it, I feel my strengths fail me and I fear my weakness. And Jesus, clasping me to himself to relieve me from the fear that crushed me, added, My daughter, courage, do not fear. It is your Jesus that wants to give you too much. Am I perhaps not free to give whatever I want? Do you perhaps want to put a limit to my complete work, which I want to entrust to you? What would you say if my celestial mama had wanted to accept me, the eternal word, but without his goods and without the acts that were needed to be able to conceive me? Would this be true love and true acceptance? Certainly not. So, would you want my will without its works and without the acts that befit it? Now, so that you may remove this fright, you must know that everything I have told you, that is, this capital so great, is already in you. After I had you acquire the practice of giving me the requital of the glory and the love of all creation, redemption and sanctification, making you embrace everything and everyone, and having seen that the equivalent interest was coming to me easily, only then did I want to make known to you, with more clarity, the great capital of my will entrusted to you, so that you may know the great good you possess, and as you come to know it, I may sign the deed of the capital entrusted to you, and also make for you the receipt of the interest you give me. If you did not know it, neither the deed of the capital, nor the receipt of the interest could be made. Here is, therefore, the necessity to make it known to you. Besides, why do you fear to the point of wanting to send me to another creature? Do you not have a love within you that says, I love you for everyone and for everything, an emotion that repays me for the motion of all, and that in everything you do, embraces everyone, to give me the acts, the prayers, the glory and the reparations of all, as though in one single embrace? If you already do this, why do you fear? At that moment, I saw other souls around me. Jesus went to them, and checking them all, he seemed to touch them to see whether, at his touch, the motion of his divine life would come out, but nothing came out. Then he came back to me, and taking my hand, he squeezed it tightly. At his touch, a light came out of me, and Jesus, all content, told me, "This light is the motion of the divine life in you." I went to the other creatures, as you saw, but I did not find my motion. How, then, can I entrust the great capital of my will? This is why I have chosen you, and that's enough. Be attentive and do not fear.